This is probably my favorite Christmas service each year. I love the 4 o'clock service and the excitement and energy of the children on Christmas Eve, and I love the beauty and the reverence of the 11 o'clock service. There's almost an eerie mystery that's tapped into at that service in the middle of the night. And that's good when we gather to celebrate something as mystery-laden as the birth of the Christ child. And of course, there's the wonderful music along with the tradition of our Christmas Eve services. And I love good church music. And I thrive on upheld traditions. But this service on Christmas Day is probably my favorite because it's small and intimate, and because I know that each one of you is here because you want to be here. Each of you is here because this matters to you. You get it. In whatever way we human beings can get the mystery of God made man. You know the ancient story of how God used a young woman and her fiancé to bring himself into the world, to care for and nurture him until he could stand on his own. You know that God sent heavenly messengers to the lowest folks on the social ladder, smelly, outcast shepherds, and had them spread the news of his holy birth. And most of all, you know that all this matters, that it's important to you and to this world, both then and now. And because of that, the words that open our reading from the letter to Titus probably ring true for you as they did for me when I read it earlier this week. When the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy. When the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us. On this day, all of heaven and earth was changed. On this day, something new began. As we sing, love came down at Christmas. And that is good news indeed. For some of us, this may be the hardest time of the year, one that brings to mind Christmas past, shared with those we love but see no longer. We may be here with very heavy hearts. My prayer for you is that the true joy of knowing that you are loved by God and that his love for each of us was born and is born again each year on this day in our hearts. That love can be born again in each of our hearts as we remember the story of how love was born this day to save us from those things that bring death and give us those good things which bring life. Thank you for being here to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas. Love came down and was born among us as one of us to save us. Amen.